The Daily News Article Audio. Today, in top stories. Secret Service staff may not receive overtime pay. Thousands of U.S. Secret Service staff will not be receiving overtime pay starting October. Despite working around the clock to protect the president, thousands of staff will not be receiving their full salary due to funding deficit. The Secret Service director said that this was a result of an increase in operational costs and the high cost of protecting President Donald Trump's family. Currently, the Secret Service protects 42 people 24/7. This includes the president, the vice president, other top officials, and their families. Among the 42, 18 are members of the presidential family. Security is provided for Trump's adult children during their business trips and vacations abroad. Moreover, additional security is required for Trump's wife and youngest child who live separately from him. They live in the Trump Tower in New York, which is a commercial location with high accessibility. Higher costs are also incurred because the president has frequent travels to his resort home in Florida. Each trip is estimated to cost around $3 million. The Trump administration is currently incurring high security expenses because the presidential family members do not live together. On the contrary, former President Barack Obama incurred relatively lower security expenses because he lived with his family members and only had one retreat home in Chicago. Despite the budget deficits in the current administration, the Secret Service director clarified that the issue has been around for years and did not begin with the Trump administration. The White House is hoping to discuss the issue to ensure proper compensation for the Secret Service. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.